The United States plans new rules for the movement of dairy cows between states because of concerns about a bird flu outbreak. The virus is called type A, H5N1. It has been found in over 30 different groups of cows across 8 states. Some inactive markers of the virus have been found in milk sold in stores. Inactive markers mean the virus is dead and cannot harm humans who drink the milk. The concern is that the virus could mutate or change. It could then possibly spread from cows or other animals to humans. Experts, however, believe the risk of that is low. After April 29th, cows must have been tested and found to not have the virus before they are permitted to be moved between states. The virus has been known by scientists to circulate among wild birds. It appears in other animals if they eat sick birds. Some animals that live near the sea have tested positive for the virus, including harbor seals and polar bears. Animals that eat grasses, such as cows and goats, have only recently been found to have the virus. Richard Webby is an influenza expert at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee. He said, "Flu viruses are known for adapting to spread among new animals. Finding the virus in dairy milk raises concerns that it could spread to people," Webby said. Scientists confirmed the virus in cows in March after farmers said their cows were sick. They said the animals' symptoms included tiredness and low milk production. Some farmers said the milk the sick cows produced was thick and yellow. Matthew Aliota is an animal medicine researcher at the University of Minnesota. He said finding the inactive virus in the milk suggests this has been going on longer and is more widespread than we have previously recognized.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently sent out new genetic information about the virus. Michael Warraby is an evolutionary biologist with the University of Arizona. He said the federal agency information makes him think the virus moved from birds to cows late in 2023.